Hello, everybody. I'm so glad that you are on this call with us this morning. I'm so blessed and feel lucky to have Jamie here with me, Jamie of jamieliving.com. Jamie is a food and body coach and works with hundreds of women to just help them get to where they want to be with those two topics. So, Jamie, thanks for being here. You want to just say a quick hello?
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. I love talking about the food and body and how that kind of interplays with your life and relationships. And it's such a huge topic, and I love diving into all different aspects of it.
Well, thank you. So specifically, I work with parents, and I just want to say that when I found you a few years ago now, I was in a place where I was really just eating whatever I was making for my kids and what they would make. So it might be pasta with bread or just the simple meals that they liked. And I realized I really wasn't enjoying it, and I didn't think my body wasn't feeling good. And whenever I'd go other places where, you know, I'd have an option to have a salad or I'd, you know, have just healthy different kinds of food, I always thought, oh, this is so great, this is how I want to eat. But I felt that I needed help in making it easy. Whenever I, you know, went to my greens cookbook, everything seemed to be like a day-long project, and I just didn't have it in me to spend that much time. I knew it would just be easier to get a piece of toast. So when I found you helped me so much, and I wanted to share that with the people who follow me. So,
well, thank you. I know it's such an honor to hear that, but also know that you're right. We did work together years ago, and that the systems that we put in place and the little shifts that we made together are still lasting years to come. And it's not work anymore, it sounds like. It's just who you are and how you take care of yourself.
Yeah, and I've also had the opportunity to share some of these really, really easy recipes with people that I love in my life, and now they ask me to bring, oh, can you bring the crunchy kale salad, and oh, you know, or they make it themselves too. So it's great, and I want people to know that I'm going to share links to some of my favorite recipes of yours so that other people can have that as well. But I'm going to jump in here because I know people have short on time, and that's my first question is that, Jamie, as parents, I know that most of us, I'd say 99.9% of the people that I talk with feel that they are just so busy, and that kind of creating a healthy meal for themselves is just one more thing that kind of gets to the bottom of the list. So what are your words of wisdom for us busy moms?
Yeah, such a good question. And there is not a single person on the planet who doesn't feel like they are crazy busy, and then add in motherhood and you just take it to a whole new level. Where I like to start in terms of busyness really is asking my clients, what is their attachment to it? Many times, especially as women, we want to feel like we're accomplishing, we want to get a lot done, and we have this attachment to busyness. It makes us feel like we are worthy and accomplishing. And the problem with that is that we get really wrapped up in busyness, and when it takes over the majority of our life, there's no energy to actually care for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that rings really true.
Yeah. And then what happens there is we also use busyness as a way to hide. That many times as a mom, you don't even have the brain space to ask yourself, what do I really want? What do I really want in this moment? And so we just easily hide behind whatever, it doesn't matter, I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for myself. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. Because sometimes it can actually be a little scary to ask yourself, you know, what do I really want, and have that kind of grandiose options. You know, sometimes too many options feels overwhelming. It's just easier to be like, whatever, I don't have time. I'm just going to eat whatever's in front of me.
Yeah, I hope people are taking notes, because that's a great one to write down. what do I really want, and put that on a sticky note and
what
carry it around.
What do
with
I them. Really want? Yeah, mm-hmm. because we rarely, I have all of my clients write out their like list because we sometimes forget what do I like?
Mm.
As it turns out, I actually don't like leftover pizza crust from my kid. I don't. I don't like that. But I eat it because it's there and I'm just too freaking busy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like
how
many years I'm tired, right? How long? How many years of your life have you lost to forgetting what you like and just putting things in your mouth because you're so busy and so tired? And
all right.
These,
what do you recommend, Jamie?
Well,
I hear what you're saying. Did you want to?
A few things. No. I recommend a few things. One is to really begin to ask that question: What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want? And also getting under the attachment that you have to busyness.
Mm-hmm.
Because we try and be super moms and we try and be superhuman, and we feel good on that accomplishment front, but the thing that gets sacrificed is ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're so good at being the sacrificial lamb in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But as I think many of your moms and your parents know, it doesn't actually feel good. It doesn't feel good to just grab a piece of toast. It's not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And your food becomes this, like, wah-wah, like, whatever kind of a thing. Like, you're not excited about your food. You're not stoked about your food. It's just something that you put into your body because you have to.
Yeah. So what is one step that you recommend? What's one thing that you say, you know, this, ladies, this is a priority. This is one thing you can do that'll make a big shift.
If you had to start somewhere, I always say start green.
Mm.
Where is the green on your plate? Instead of grabbing a quick piece of toast, grab half an avocado and sprinkle it with some sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is just as quick and as easy. But for us, you know, I find that it's not that toast is bad. It's just that we tend to eat more. I think we tend to eat more grain than we need to. I think we tend to eat more wheat than we need to. And it's fine if you are choosing your grain and your wheat, but just grabbing, you know, a random piece of toast, it doesn't actually taste that good. Whereas an avocado sprinkled with sea salt, oh, and maybe like a squeeze of lime, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like guacamole in a cup. It's like the best.
Yeah. Do you have a couple more ideas like that that are just quick, kind of easy things that people, well, I love the idea that you have, you know, that you've given me about leftovers and, you know, making double the amount of roasted broccoli and then, you know, eating half of it and having half of it in the fridge. You want to talk just a minute about that?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to bring up, is that anything can be eaten as a snack. Many times we think that greens are only for when we're sitting down to a meal, and I actually don't believe that. I think if when you cook for your family, if you could also throw in, you know, some broccoli and roast it, or sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, carrots and onions and roast those. Those are the things that you can grab instead of a piece of toast. Or my favorite, I love cabbage. So I'll either braise a bunch of cabbage, or in the summertime or the warmer months, I'll make a huge thing of coleslaw or like a cabbage slaw.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays crispy for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you have half a cup of that with some toasted sunflower seeds instead of whatever is left over on the table that your kids haven't finished.
Yeah. Can you just quickly tell us the technique that you use? I mean, I know it seems so basic, but if you're going to roast broccoli, how do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Super simple. So basically you just cut up the broccoli head, and even if you didn't want to do that, you go to Trader Joe's and get pre-cut up broccoli florets, super easy, and mix it with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and then roast it in the oven at 400 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. In just like a jelly roll pan or a
exactly.
casserole dish. Okay.
Exactly. Great. And then with the cabbage slaw, It's just as simple. You take red cabbage, green cabbage, whatever you have, slice it up, thinly slice it, mix it with olive oil, balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper. You can even throw in a little bit of avocado and pop it with some, and that's your snack. Mm. That's your green, and you begin to feel so much better than just having another kind of carb-laden something that didn't actually satisfy any sort of real craving.
Yeah, Jamie, that sounds so delicious. You're making me hungry right now. So
I do want to
let everybody know I am going to have some recipes, links to recipes, and also you can go to Jamie's site, which is jamieliving.com, and see her beautiful website. So, Jamie, I know you have a free call coming up. Tell us about that.
I do. It's happening on October 2nd, and it's called the Body on Board Call, and it's all about how to get your body on board for your big plans. And there isn't a woman that I've met yet who does not have a big plan. A big plan could be learning how to best parent your child. A big plan could be starting a new business or starting a blog. A big plan could be having a baby or getting a divorce. We all have big plans. And what happens is that if we aren't first in our bodies and aligned with our bodies, those big plans tend not to happen the way we want them to happen.
Mm.
And so the call is all about how do you first align yourself with your body, get in your body to best roll out your big plans.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, thank you so, so much. Thank you so much. You inspire so many people, and you give so many people these practical, easy solutions for food and eating and lifestyle, and I just love having you in my life, so thank you so much, and thanks for spending this time with us.
My pleasure. You're welcome. I love it.
Okay. All right. Maybe in the future we'll do one on feeding your family. How does that sound?
Oh, I'd love that. That would be great.
Okay, great. Take care.
Bye.